Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right. Todd is here. If you got a question for Todd, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. And don't forget, man, Todd's got a lot of experience working for the good folks at BECU.org. If you live, you work, or attend school in Washington State, boom, just like that, you can be a member. And it's not about profit. It's about people, Todd.
That's right. The people, yeah. You own it, BJ.
I own it.
Yep.
You own it. I own it.
Yep.
We all own it.
Yep.
Yeah, BECU is a good place. And, of course, we've been doing this with Todd for a long time because you just don't get taught about money in school the way you really would like to. Lots of stuff going on, and you really want to be in good shape as you get older in life because no one's going to take care of you. You got to take care of you, and you need the money to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. And if we can help, you know, help you get there and not make the mistakes, some of the mistakes we've made over the years, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, sometimes, man, I had a contentious relationship with my dad at times, and he had great financial advice that I refused to listen to because, what does he know?
Right.
And it turned out he did know stuff.
I have a financial question for you, Todd.
Oh, here we go.
Just okay. Popped into my head.
Father to be here.
Yes. Do you think it would be a wiser choice for me to spend $64.99 for a San Diego Padres new brown-colored hoodie or the $27.99 for the T-shirt with the same logo? It's got the,
First of all, why are you buying either of them?
Because I'm an old-school Padres fan. Steve Garvey, baby.
Yeah, he's happy that the brown and yellow
and
are back.
And they got the Padre back with the swinging bat.
Yeah.
The mascot. Yeah, so they got a hoodie version, and it's $65, or they got the T-shirt version, which is $28.
Steve doesn't understand that they're our National League rival. He doesn't understand that we're not supposed to like the Padres.
He likes the Padres.
Yeah.
I am always going to have a soft spot for the Padres. 1984 was a tough year for me when they lost to the Detroit Tigers.
I mean,
they should not be giving them away. This is a fantastic new thing. They're back. The brown.
You are the only idiot. And by the way, you did this when you were in New York with teams like the Yankees and Mets, and you were still the idiot Padres fan.
I was the idiot Steve Garvey fan because I rooted for whoever was a star player named Steve.
Yeah.
The only people that go to the Padres games are Cubs fans because they can get a cheap ticket. They can fly out here, go to the game. And that'd be less money than going to a game in Chicago.
Preach, Todd. Preach to this man.
I don't need to be Padre shamed. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, should I get the hoodie or should I get the T-shirt? I'm making the purchase. I just want to know which of you think would be a better purchase.
Well, you're a T-shirt guy, so.
I know, but the hoodie's cool.
And the T-shirt's brown, right?
Both the hoodie and the T-shirt are brown.
So you're not going to wear a brown T-shirt?
Oh, it's close enough to black.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, the hoodie's cool. See, he wants to spend the more money. You should be more frugal. You've got a daughter coming. Perhaps the T-shirt's a more financially sound decision.
Yeah.
And then I could get a little Padres onesie.
Then you're spending more money.
Not if I get the T-shirt.
Why would you ruin the child? Do not get a Padres onesie for that kid.
No,
she doesn't know Steve.
The child's going to come into the world as a disappointed Mariners fan like the rest of us. I'm just...
Well, it's not like the Padres have a great history of winning going on either.
Well, they had Mr. Consistency, Steve Garvey.
Oh, God, I can't talk to you
anymore. All right, so go with the hoodie, right?
Yeah. No, you don't want to. If you have a regular financial question for Todd that you'll actually listen to his answer, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999 because, look, we're getting close to that time of the year. Just a couple weeks away from that Friday that is not brown but is black and that Monday that is very cyber. And it's tough for us peoples as we're trying to, you know, make people happy but also not break the bank.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Christmas time is a coming.
Well, I'm glad the textures aren't. They said, hey, is this even a serious question? You buy both, Steve.
Okay.
I'll answer it for Todd. Ask your wife. Haha.
Ah, there you go.
I'm not asking her. We keep this between us. This is
yeah, there's no way she's going to, especially since it's not, you know, it's another team that, you know, that nobody's going to want. She's not going to walk around with a Padres guy. She's not going to want to do that.
Okay, we got a question that someone.
Oh, we have a legit question?
Yeah. Well, mine was legit.
Okay.
All right, someone want to know what's the benefits, risks, or cons of opening a money market account as opposed to a savings account?
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, the money market accounts are savings accounts, and there's no, there really isn't a lot of difference. A lot of times, money market accounts will require a larger amount to put in it because it pays a little bit more interest, but it's liquid, it's safe. There's nothing you have to worry about. I would go with a money market account if you have a, you know, quite a bit of money that you're putting on the side for, you know, to buy a house or a car. You're saving for a near short-term goal. Nothing wrong with it.
That's where I put my emergency fund. You always talk about having an emergency fund, and I put it in a money market. Yeah.
Yeah. The interest rates are so low, you're not going to make a ton of money.
No, you're not.
Right? So don't be thinking you're going to make 5-7% annual on your, you might make 1% or, you know, maybe a little bit more if you can find that, but where savings accounts are going to pay a little bit less than that. So yeah, if you have some money, you know, see sometimes they require $10,000 minimums in money markets. It just depends to get that higher rate, but go for it.
Yeah, and you have to have an emergency fund. And though it's an interesting thing with an emergency fund, do you recommend any kind of CDs for your emergency fund? And I know that CDs have different amount of times that you can't touch the money. I don't know, is it 3 months, 6 months, or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get CDs from 3 months to 24 months to 5 years. And you can get the money. Sometimes if you do need to get to it early, you might pay a penalty in the form of lost interest on that, but not a ton. So CDs are another option for that. And what you can also do is called laddering. So you can buy maybe a 3 month CD, 6 month, 12 month, 18 month, 24 month, like say $2,000 each, whatever that dollar is. Then every 6 months or 9 months, that money's rolling over.
Oh,
And then you're getting, then you're buying a new one. So if rates are going up, then you're getting the higher interest rate on the new money that you're buying. So you don't have to lock into a, you know, 24 month or 5 year CD. You can stagger that and ladder it. We call it laddering.
Nice.
Yeah.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Dinah in Lakewood. Dinah, you're on with Todd Peach from BECU.org. Go ahead.
Good morning. So I had a rollover from a previous company who was paying in or matched what I was putting in, and now I have a 403B in my new company, and I'm just not seeing the increase as much. Lately, it's been increasing a little bit more than it had been the last couple of years, but I really want to move this into something, and I'm not sure if it's a Roth IRA where I can also get dividends from it.
Mm-hmm. So, Dinah, so the rollover, was it from a 401k? Is that correct?
Yes.
Have you done anything with that yet? So, are you just sitting? Is the money just sitting still in that old the other employer?
No, I rolled it over to my new 403B.
Okay.
And this employer doesn't match anything, so it's pretty much what I've been putting in. And now, you know, I'm seeing a little bit of an increase with, you know, the packet, but I'm not seeing as much as I would.
I've never heard of a 403B, Todd. What is that?
Are you a teacher, work for a state?
I'm a social worker.
Social worker? So a lot
private
of
company.
Yeah, so a lot of teachers, state government, 403Bs, same thing as a 401K.
Oh, look at them with their fancy 403B.
Yeah, it acts the same way.
Yeah,
as the 401K.
And a 401K, if it's non-Roth, if it's just then what it is that you get pre-tax as it goes in, right? You don't get taxed as it goes in. Is that correct?
Yeah. So it's the same thing as a 401K. So yeah, you're not paying taxes today, but you're going to pay taxes in the future when you withdraw it.
So Dinah's wondering if she should do a Roth, which is you pay taxes going in, but you don't pay taxes when you take it out.
Correct. Now it's in a 401, a 403B, so it's in a tax deferred account already, so it's not a tax free account. So that would require her rolling it over somewhere else into a Roth and paying that taxes on that now.
And what would make that decision for a person? Is it age sometimes?
Age is a factor. You know, what your strategy is with that money, when you're going to use it. You know, if you have quite a bit already and you're in a, if you think you're going to be in a higher tax income bracket later on than you are today. So a lot of times the younger folks, you want to definitely take advantage of it while you're just starting out. Lower taxes. So there's a lot of factors.
They told me not to do it because they go, dude, how much you got? 5 days left on the planet? You're done. Don't even bother.
But Dinah, back to your question. I mean, I think you have to look now. You have it in your 403B. You can do one of two things. You can look to see what investments you have available to you in that 403B. It doesn't sound like you have a very aggressive, although the market has been kind of sideways, you know, for a while, for the last couple months, but it's up. It's probably up 15, 17 year to date. But take a look, A, number one, what the investments you have in there are. And then B, if you're not happy with those, you could look at rolling it over into just an IRA somewhere else.
All right. And, well, the IRA, give out dividends, because I'm looking at somebody who had something like that, and, you know, like every quarter they would get a dividend.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Dinah?
41.
When are you going to use the money?
For retirement, I'm hoping.
So I wouldn't focus so much on the dividends per se, but focus on the total returns. Dividends play a factor in that. Don't get me wrong, and you want to reinvest those dividends, but you want to look at what that equity is that you're investing in, stocks, bonds. But yeah, some stocks pay dividends. Some don't. Growth stocks don't pay a lot of dividends because they're using that money, reinvesting it to grow.
So this is and Dinah, I appreciate the call. Yeah. This is where a financial advisor is so helpful, because she's going deep with a lot of these questions.
Yes.
And if you're a BECU member, I mean, there is a way for you to get this kind of stuff.
Yeah. And if you want to email me, Dinah, go to BJ's page. I can hook you up with somebody to kind of walk this through what your options are. But when you say dividends, I would focus on more of what my money can grow to, with dividends being a factor in what that money's invested in.
Yeah, if you go to KISW.com, you'll scroll down and you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. Yeah. Click on that. Plus, there's a lot of cool free resources that he has links to that you didn't even know were out there that answer a lot of questions, also help you manage your money, lots of cool stuff. Let's go to Aaron in Seattle. Aaron, you are on the rock with Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Aaron.
What's up?
Good. I'm pretty young, and I make pretty decent wages for my age, and I'm really struggling with actually being able to put anything away. I'm just looking for some tips and tricks. Besides the whole put a savings account, bank account type of thing, I really need to learn to,
Aaron, don't feel bad, by the way.
Yeah.
I have taken an active role in my kids' lives to help them save. It's not easy. Your generation Todd, we've talked about this. Yeah. Some of these kids are making entry-level money that I made 30 years ago when I started doing it. So it's difficult.
Yeah. How old are you, Aaron?
I'm 21.
Okay, so it's great that you're thinking about this. I mean, that's pretty amazing. What kind of income and expenses do you have, roughly?
Well, at the moment, I am making $21.50 an hour.
Uh-huh.
And I work construction.
Okay.
So I'm usually bringing home around $700, $750 a week.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I have a phone bill. I have insurance. At the moment, I don't have to pay any rent. But,
oh, that's fantastic, dude.
That's great. That's really one thing. But at the same time, like, I've tried the bank account thing, the savings account, and it's just, for some reason, I can't get myself to get in a routine of actually keep putting money away and keep holding it down. And it's killing me because I make pretty good money and I can't use it when I want to.
And they don't have a program at your work where they can take money out like a 401k or something like that, right?
Well, they do have a 401k, but you have to use that, or you use that when you're retired, if I am correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what you're saving money for, right, Todd, for the most part? Or
He's 21, so he might have other goals.
I want to be able to take girls out and drink a little bit and have fun. And it sucks when it's Friday night and the boys are going out and I'm like, well, can't go out tonight unless you're buying the beer. And,
I wouldn't worry about that too much, but you got to make it automatic, Aaron. So out of sight, out of mind. So you got to set up an account. I don't care. You said savings account, but that's fine, or something. But like back to BJ, say maybe a CD, so you lock it up so you can't get to it as easy. But have it come out of your paycheck before you see it. So whether it's $100 a paycheck, whatever it is, set it up, make it automatic so it comes out of your account. So then you're sitting there on a Friday night. The money's not sitting there. It's sitting in a CD locked up that you can't get to it.
Okay.
But you got to make it automatic, and you got to reduce, you know, really watch your expenses and see what if you can bring those down.
And it is hard for a person that age to be that regulated. And, you know, it's also hard not to take advantage of that 401k if there's any kind of matching going on.
Oh, that's
as well.
Free money. So if there is a match there, you need to do the match.
That's the thing. I mean, he's, you know, he's making good money, but at the same time, and he's not, I mean, gosh, you know that half of that kind of money is going to go to rent if he's lucky. I mean, $1,400, what do you get any place around here for $1,400?
Right.
I mean, that you're lucky if you're getting it for that cheap.
And it sounds like if he doesn't have rent and everything, it really start to write down everything you spend your money on for 30 days. You might be surprised what you're spending it on. It might be some easy ways to cut back.
And again, if somebody is a BECU member, you guys can help them out, figure that stuff out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. We have all kinds of resources. We have a financial health check if you want to do that, Aaron. We'll sit somebody on the phone with you for 45 minutes, kind of analyze all your assets, your expenses, where your money's going, see if we can give you some tips and some changes you might want to make.
See, that's what's great about a credit union. They do everything a bank does, except they don't try to make a profit. That's not their bag. It's a not-for-profit, so therefore they're just about you, and yet they do everything a bank does, except maybe put you in a bad situation and now you don't have any money.
Our goal is to help you reach your goals, and that's the bottom line.
And I answered my own question.
Oh, yeah?
I've learned a lot from you, Todd, about saving money and being smart with my money. I found a coupon code for free shipping if you spend over $50, so I am getting the hoodie.
Oh, got them both.
No, got just a hoodie. It's over $50, free shipping. There it's like go. It's like I'm winning money.
Yeah, you really. I don't think that's.
I think it's free. The shipping.
We've run out of time again, but you know what? You get to email Todd. Just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see the banner with his smiling face. He'll answer any question he can. Don't forget BECU.org. The fine people that Todd come in here and tell you what's up. They're also a great place for you to do your banking. If you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, boom, you can be a BECU member. BECU.org. Todd, good seeing you, buddy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thanks, BJ.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.